Right now, though, we're on to a positive story. And this is 1,400 jobs to have created surrounding the Ryder Cup, which takes place in a day or matter. Have a listen.
All this golf this week is going to come down to 3 seconds.
In your hands. And there's going to be no fairy tale in New York, because Europe have retained the Ryder Cup. And the most dramatic afternoon here in the Big Apple. And more Irish history goes towards the Ryder Cup, which is where it will go in 2 years' time. Heroic performance from Shane Lowry. That Ryder Cup will be crossing the pond once again, and a chance maybe for Ireland to have it close to them for 2 years before it goes to a day or manner. And this man surely will be a big part of the team there. Amazing scenes. Henley coming up shy. Shane pouring it in the front door. And the happiest moment of his golfing life has happened here this afternoon.
Yeah, there you go. That was the moment that Shane Lowry effectively won the Ryder Cup in Bethpage Black in New York in the Big Apple for Europe. What a moment that was. And adding, as the commentator said there, to the Irish story of the Ryder Cup. And the next chapter of that Irish story at the Ryder Cup will be the hosting of the Ryder Cup in 2027. Just up the road from us here in Kerry in Adair Manor in Limerick. An announcement made last night by Minister Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for Culture, Communications and Sport, that 1,450 jobs will be brought to the region to be created between the provision of infrastructure for the event, during the event and beyond the event, it's understood. It's going to be on, of course, in Adair Manor Golf Resort between September 13th and 19th of next year, bringing the top world golf talent in Europe and in America to battle it out for that tournament. With me on the line to talk about this and the potential spin-off, I suppose, for Kerry industry is Mike Buckley, who is a committee member, a board member, I should say, on the Kerry Tourism Industry Federation. Mike, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Very good. Now, I know you've been preparing for quite some time and you have your own strategy in terms of what it will mean to Kerry to bring visitors here and all of that. But this is putting some figures on, I suppose, the jobs and the enterprise that will be generated, the money that hopefully will be brought into the economy here in Kerry as well as Limerick and the whole region.
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, Jerry, it's hard to underestimate the value of the Ryder Cup in 2027 to Ireland and Kerry and Limerick in particular. But, like, if you look at the big sporting events in the world, this year you have the 2026 FIFA World Cup in the USA, Canada and Mexico. The next big event, the Olympics, the Summer Olympics, are in Los Angeles in 2028. So, in global terms, the Ryder Cup, obviously, will be one of two big events in 2027, the Rugby World Cup on down in Australia 2 or 3 weeks after the Ryder Cup in Adair. But like, it's hard to imagine the scale of this event. Like, we are on a global platform here. The Ryder Cup is broadcast in over 200 countries all over the world. So what we've been doing in Kerry, I suppose, through the Kerry Tourism Industry Federation, is we've been trying to make sure that Kerry has a lasting legacy from the event. You know, the 1,450 jobs in construction and setting up the marquees, that's going to take place right through the summer of 2027. There's going to be a huge spin-off to the local economies. But I suppose our trust really and our focus is in maintaining golf in Kerry as being one of the premier destinations in the world. And I think the Ryder Cup event in Adair will copper fasten that. You know, when you look at the courses in Kerry, you take the marquee courses, the Ballybunions, the Watervilles, the Tralees, the Dukes, like Countryvale back in Dingle, a tremendous product here in Killarney. But not alone the marquee courses in 2027 will benefit, but you know, the Beauforts, the Ring of Kerry down in Templenough, Castle Gregory, every part of the county is going to benefit from this. But as I say, our trust really is the event will come and go. We will obviously benefit hugely while that happens, but in 2028 and 2029 and 2030, we still want golfers coming from both America and Europe to taste not alone the golf product in Kerry, but the food in Kerry, the outdoor activities in Kerry, and the entire product that we have, which is now, as I say, front and foremost in on a world stage.
Yeah, and is it about so using the event and using the weeks around it to try and show what we have to offer here so that you make a permanent impression for the experience that Kerry can provide, golfing and otherwise, for all those visitors?
Absolutely. I mean, say we did a promotional video for Betpage Black, and this event, like this event, has grown legs. Obviously, with when you look at the shenanigans that went on in New York last September, there's a huge focus being placed on America having to win in Ireland. You know, this thing is taking on almost political legs at this stage, because when you look at the other big events that are taking place, as I say, the World Cup in the US this year, the Olympics in 2028. This is on a European. This is the big European event of 2027. So, yeah, Kerry is going to benefit in the short term. Like, demand is very, very high. All the golf tour operators, the preferred golf tour operators who are selling the packages, have now been chosen. Where we can see it in our own business here in Kerry Coaches. There's huge demand, huge, huge demand for 2027. So people are going to be spread out. People visiting from North America, from Canada, from Europe. They're going to be staying down in Kenmare. They're going to be staying back west in Dingle. You know, so North Kerry, the county is going to benefit hugely. But as I say all the time, we have to look beyond that and consolidate the business that we have. And the golf is only one element of it, because when people come to visit a huge worldwide event like this, they tend to come back. They bring their families. There's three generational visits where the grandparents, the parents and the kids come. And that's what we're trying to replicate, I suppose, and get back into the county in the years after the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, and that is part of it, isn't it? It's that experience and bringing people in and keeping them coming here. Will we have, just for the week itself, I know, like, you obviously operate a coach tour company as well, Mike, the staff, the increased staff, on top of what already would be a busy period, because September now is a hugely busy time anyway, will we be able to meet those demands, do you think? Limerick, Kerry, Cork,
and
otherwise?
Like, capacity is going to be an issue. There's no doubt about it, from accommodation to transport. Capacity is going to be a huge issue, but again, the resources are within the country. You know, we'd say in the coach sector, all the coach operators are going to pool together, try to meet the demand. If not, they'll have to bring in vehicles from abroad. I mean, I say that's just the nature of these big events. You know, there's going to be a park and ride service operating out of Limerick. So the whole traffic management plan is geared around getting people in park and rides, basically, into the courts as expediently as possible. But yes, there will be huge demand, but we'll be able to meet it. I mean, say we've had big events in the past, and we've never been short, Jerry, in accommodating people that want to come and see Kerry.
The preparations continue. I know that, Mike. Thanks a million for talking to us and telling us what the preparations have been like and where things go from here for the Ryder Cup in September of next year.
You're very welcome. God bless.
Excellent. Mike Buckley there, board member of the Kerry Tourism Industry Confederation, talking about the issue with regards to the Ryder Cup. The Tourism Industry Federation board member, Mike Buckley there, involved with the Discover Kerry Ryder Cup campaign, and that idea that you have to use the tournament. It's only 1 week, but it's a massive week, and use it to attract people, get them to sample what we've offered across all fronts in tourism here in Kerry, and make that count in the years to come, so there can be a big benefit. The financial side of things, as announced by the minister last night, was you're looking, I suppose, at the issue of a couple of hundred million, 230 million in Italy when they hosted it. That was in Rome a couple of years ago. And prior to that, in France in 2018, there was a lasting legacy there of the amount of money, 235 million generated for France when Paris was tournament host in 2013. So there you go. There's also this week, the volunteer portal has opened up. They're looking for volunteers at the 2027 Ryder Cup in Adair Manor. The European Tour Group said it offers a chance to be part of one of the world's greatest sporting events that celebrates its 100th anniversary. Two types of volunteer role: traditional on-course marshal role, joined by a new look ambassador role that'll support the overall fan experience and the smooth running of the event. Applications for both roles opened this week and will close on the 1st of April. There'll be around 2,000 roles available, and more than 24,000 people have already registered their interest in applying for voluntary roles on the Ryder Cup website. That's where you go to if you want to check that one out. If you have volunteered, what would you like to be part of the overall experience?